Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me, too, because we got Lenore Scanese back on the show, I should say. Lenore is the author of Free Range Kids, giving our children the freedom we had without going nuts with worry. She titles herself as the America's Worst Mom. She also is a columnist and a writer. You may have seen her on many of the television shows. Her article, Eek a Male, was in the Wall Street Journal. That's where I found her. And she's our new friend, Lenore Scanese. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks very much.
It's good to have you here. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Nobody does. It's Scanese.
Scanese. Okay. Well, yeah. You know, I did it that way to start with. I don't know why I changed. Scanese. When you have a name like Blasingame, you try to get other people's names correct.
Blasingame is straightforward, I think.
Well, it should be, but a lot of people have a hard time with it. Hey, Lenore, I want to tell you a little story.
Let's hear.
About 20 or so years ago, I was in an elevator in New York City in a condo building. Right there with you. I was with a person who lived in the condo. I was in the elevator with him. And we looked like businessmen. We had our coats on and et cetera, ties and everything. Well, a lady gets in on the and goes to the other side of the elevator.
Right.
And she has a little 4-year-old girl.
Right.
And I looked down and her shoe was untied. And I've got little kids. At that time, I had little kids too. So I just knelt down on one knee in front of the little girl. I said, "Oh, honey, your shoe's untied." And I tied her shoe for her.
Very sweet. Okay.
So I'm thinking, you know, I don't want this little kid's shoestring to get caught in the elevator, right? But her mother went nuts.
Pelted you with a purse, right?
She didn't hit me, and she didn't say anything, but she was so agitated that when the elevator, she pulled her child back to her. I actually got the shoe tied, but she pulled the child back to her, and when the door opened, she just flew out of there. I'm not even sure it was her floor.
It really
made me feel like I just
slime, slime mold.
Yeah.
Right. You're a disgusting pervert.
What's wrong with that picture?
You're either a foot fetishist or a 4-year-old fetishist or a 4-year-old foot fetishist. Either way, you're just disgusting slime because you're a man and you had anything to do with a kid. And get away from my daughter, you pervert, right?
Yeah, this was 20 years ago.
Right. Well, it was on the cusp. I tell you, the whole thing about parenting and the way we think about our children and community does seem to have changed starting in the 80s. So that doesn't surprise me that it even happened 20 years ago. The whole thing about free-range kids is looking at how come we are so much more afraid for our children today than our parents were for us?
I've been asking about that. What, you know what? I mean, look, I'm a lot older than you, but I think I may have had grandchildren before anybody came up with the idea of a play date. Isn't that an ugly word, play date?
It's a sad word because it implies that, like, nobody is playing until a play date is made.
Like, two kids can't figure it out on their own.
Right, no, God forbid. No, the parent picks up the phone, the parent arranges it, the parent ferries the child over to the house. Oftentimes the parent stays there. Do you know that parents are afraid of sleepovers now? It's just becoming this new thing where it's like, well, let's see, there's a man in the house. Why would I leave my daughter here with that grown male wandering around upstairs?
God knows
what could happen.
Or maybe an older brother.
Yeah. And which is not to say you shouldn't talk to your kids a little bit about good touch, bad touch, and let them know that they can let you know if anything icky is ever going on. But we are so obsessed with it, it becomes what I call worst first thinking. We think the worst possible thing first about a situation. Oh, my kid is going to have a sleepover. What if she's molested? Oh, my kid is going to walk over to her friend's house for a play date. What if she's abducted? Tying my kid's shoe. He's disgusting.
I've got a worse story for you.
Let's hear.
I know of a story where a husband and wife gets divorced. The children are split between the father gets them one week, the mother gets them another week. the next week, which I think is stupid, but that's what they did. And the guy's a great dad. He loves his daughter. He's got two daughters. He loves his daughters. Well, one of the ladies in the family had a problem with him looking after the children by himself, the two girls by himself. This guy's a great dad.
Wow, so and the dad.
Talk about worst first.
Right. No, it's something strange. And, you know, people say it's the feminist fault. I'm a big feminist. I believe in equal rights and everything. But this fear of men, to me, I trace it back to, you know, when Eitan Tate was kidnapped here in New York City about 30 years ago, people started for the first time thinking, really? People, you know, there are pedophiles in the world. There are predators like that.
Do you think there's more of it now, though, than before?
No, there isn't more. There isn't more. I mean, I've done my research. I've talked to the head of the Crimes Against Children Research Center. I've talked to the head of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And, in fact, all crime is going down, including crimes against children. It's
really?
Been going down since the 90s.
Why does it seem like it's going up, though?
Something I also have wondered myself. How come it seems less safe today, even though if you were growing up in the 70s or 80s, statistically,
is it
you
because
are way
of the 24/7 news cycle? We just know about all of them?
It's 24/7 news. It's Nancy Grace. It's realizing.
I don't understand that show. What? Who wants to watch this? Do people really watch that show?
You know what I think. You know, I can understand why people watch it, because you're not only watching in fascinated horror, but it almost feels like you're doing something. You're not doing
anything. I don't want my
but
horror.
But it feels like you're. You know, it's like to turn off the TV when there's a story of a missing child almost feels as if you're being disloyal to the child. And
I don't
want
my
justice.
Horror fascinated, Lenore.
No, I know.
I want my horror left alone.
Yeah, and actually, I don't particularly like horror. They have found
that
the more you watch TV, the meaner you think the world is. Because even if you're not watching news, even if you're watching Law and Order, there'll be a kid kidnapped. You watch CSI, there's a kid in the swamp.
One of your former senators, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a great American,
yes,
called it defining deviancy down.
Right, defining everything down. Well,
defining
it just became more, it just became ubiquitous. I mean, really, you're going from one station to the next, and then like here recently, the story that dominated the newspapers was there was a woman who's 23 who was reunited finally with her real family. Well, suddenly, okay, that's a one in a trillion story. That's why it's fascinating. It rarely happens.
Well, that was a good story. That was a feel good story.
It was a feel good story, but it was immediately turned into a watch out story because CNN ran a big thing, a 1,500 word piece on how to keep your baby safe from being snatched. As if it's happening all the time. There was one baby taken from a hospital last year.
Unbelievable. When we come back after these messages, Allison Scanese. Lenore Scanese is, that's my, Allison's my next guest. Lenore Scanese is the author of Free Range Kids. Don't you love that title? When we come back, I'm going to ask her, are we ever going to be able to give Halloween back to the kids? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.